听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 9 Spare Time. Unit 9 Hobbies. Exercise 1. Read the poster and listen to the conversation.
Hey, look at all these evening classes, Rosie.
Story writing. I like writing. What about you?
No, I don't like writing in English. It's difficult for me. But dancing, yes, I like that. And photography, too.
I sometimes make videos with a friend's camera. It's really good fun. What else is there? Painting. No, I don't like painting. Do you?
Not really. Actually, you know, British television isn't boring. It's good for my English.
Unit 9. Hobbies. Exercise 4. Stress and intonation. Listen and repeat.
Do you like fishing?
No, I don't.
Do you like riding?
Yes, I do.
Why do you like riding?
Because it's good fun.
Unit 9. Doing things. Exercise 1. Listen and read. Sally is looking after Kate's children and two of their friends. Kate is telephoning Sally.
Hello?
Hello, Sally. Is everything okay? Are you having any problems?
No, Kate, I'm not. Everything's fine.
Good. What are you doing?
I'm doing my homework.
And the children? What are they doing?
Oh, they're playing a game. Well, they aren't making a noise.
Right. And are you watching the baby?
Yes, we are. She's fine. She's drinking her milk now.
Good. Well, see you at 8 o'clock then.
Okay. Bye, Kate.
Unit 9. Development. Exercise 2. The manager of the sports centre is giving a talk about the activities there. Listen and complete the chart in your student's book.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our sports centre. Here, between 9 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock in the evening, you can enjoy a number of different sporting activities. The outdoor tennis courts are open all day, and the running track is used for various forms of athletics, also all day. Most visitors, of course, come to use our Olympic-sized swimming pool. The hours for swimming are 9 o'clock to 12:30 and 2 o'clock to 9 p.m. Then there's the gym. There we have aerobics for women from 9 a.m. to 10:45, and for men from 11:15 to 1 in the afternoon. You can play basketball in the gym between 1 and 5, or do fitness training in the evening between 5 o'clock and 7:30. Then we also have 2 squash courts which are open all day. The cafe is open all day for snacks and non-alcoholic drinks. Finally, we have a shop that sells books and sports equipment. The opening hours are 9 to 5, but it closes for lunch between 12 and 1. And now I'd like to walk with you around the centre and show you the facilities we have to offer. First, though, are there any questions?
Unit 10. At the office. Unit 10. Abilities. Exercise 1. Listen and read. Are the sentences in your student's book true or false? James and Julia are in the office.
Where's Rita?
James, it's 6:30.
Oh, yes.
What did you want?
Well, I wanted Rita to... Well, I want to type a letter.
Can you type?
Yes. And no. Two fingers.
Well, there's a word processor on Rita's desk. Can you use a word processor?
Yes. Yes. Well, I think so.
Unit 10. Abilities. Exercise 2. Listen and read the rest of the conversation. What's James's problem now?
Julia, there isn't a dollar sign.
Yes, there is.
I can't see it.
Oh, James, what's that?
Oh, sorry. Thanks.
Unit 10. Abilities. Exercise 3. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat the words. Notice the vowel sounds underlined in your student's book. 1.
A. Finger.
2.
A. Thanks.
3.
R. Car park.
Listen and repeat. Match can and can't with the vowel sounds 1 to 3. A.
Can he type?
B.
No, he can't.
C.
Can she speak French?
D.
Yes, she can.
E.
They can't come.
F.
I can come.
Listen again. Which words are stressed? What rules can you make about can and can't? A.
Can he type?
B.
No, he can't.
C.
Can she speak French?
D.
Yes, she can.
E.
They can't come.
F.
I can come.
Unit 10. Working days. Exercise 1. Look at the signs in your student's book and listen.
Excuse me, when are the banks open here?
Most banks open at 9:30 and close at 3:30, and they aren't usually open on Saturdays. We do change money in the hotel.
I see. And are museums and art galleries open on Sundays?
Yes, but usually only in the afternoon.
Okay. And what are the working hours of private companies around here? I have some people I want to contact.
Most people work from 8:30 or 9 in the morning to 5 or 5:30. If you want to contact a government office, though, phone them between 9 and 5.
Okay. And when are shops open?
Well, it depends. Small shops are usually open from 9:00 to 5 or 5:30, Monday to Saturday. But a lot of small supermarkets open early, say 8:00 in the morning, and stay open for 12 hours or more. They're often open on Sunday, too.
Uh-huh.
Then the big department stores, they're open Monday to Saturday between about 9:30 and 6. On Thursdays, they stay open until 8, so that people can go shopping after work.
Thanks very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Unit 10. Development. Exercise 2. Look at the list of equipment in your student's book. Match these sounds with the equipment. 1.
An accident on the M1 between junctions 15 and 16.
2.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Unit 10. Development. Exercise 3. Listen to Mary Lou Hubey, the manager of a business center in London. Answer the question in your student's book.
A business centre is a place where there are a number of offices which are already furnished. There are telephone lines and telephones already in the rooms, and a businessman can just sign a very simple lease and move in and start work immediately. There are 56 rooms altogether in the centre, two kitchens where the tenants can make coffee for themselves. There is a much larger coffee room where tenants can sit down and relax and watch television if they want to. There are two reception areas where the tenants' guests can sit while they're waiting for a meeting to start. There are photocopiers. There are fax machines. There are word processors. There are video recorders and television sets. There are overhead projectors. And there are slide carousels. We can do a wide variety of things for our clients. We can type all their letters and prepare any documents that they might need sending out. We can order couriers and taxis for them, and even organise their airline tickets.
Unit 10. Development. Exercise 4. Listen again and name the rooms described in your student's book. Unit 10. Development. Exercise 5. The business centre offers a wide variety of services. Number the services in the order you hear them. Unit 10. Development. Exercise 6. Receptionists at business centres take messages for clients. Listen to the conversation and read the message for Ms. Daniels in your student's book. Is it correct?
Phoenix Business Center. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I'd like to speak to Ms. Daniels, please.
I'm afraid she's not in the office at the moment. Can I take a message?
Oh, I need to speak to her. Can you ask her to phone me this evening, after 7?
Certainly. You are Mr...
Harcroft. Peter Harcroft. H-A-R-C-R-O-F-T.
Can I have your number, please?
Yes. It's 071-467-4352.
Thank you. Is there anything else?
No, that's all. Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Now, what's the time? 3:30.
Unit 10. Development. Exercise 7. Listen to a different conversation. Write a message to Ms. Daniels.
Phoenix Business Center, can I help you?
Oh, hello. Is Ms. Daniels available, please?
I'm sorry, she's not in the office at the moment. Can I take a message?
Yes, I'm her brother, Tim. Can you tell her I'm staying at the Park Hotel? The phone number's 356-7700.
Certainly. Do you want her to phone you there?
Yes, please. This evening, if she can. Before 10 o'clock.
Thank you. Anything else?
No, that's all. Thanks very much.
Don't mention it. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Now, what's the time? 4:15.